Ram, dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్ది సేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
శ్రవస్తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణా బ్రహ్మణస్పద ఆనశృణ్వన్నోతిభిస్సేదసాదనం ప్రణో దేవే సరస్వతే వాజే భర్వాజినీవతే ధీనామవిత్రియవతో గణేశాయ నమః సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం. ఓం నమో భగవతే రుద్రాయ. ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః. నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః. యాతగిషు శివతమా శివం బభూవతే ధనుః. శివాశరవ్యాయాతవతయా నో రుద్రమృడయా. యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనూరఘోరా పాపకాశినీ. తయానస్తనుభాషంతమయా గిరిశంతాభిజాకషే. యామిషుం గిరిశంతహస్తే బిభర్షస్తవే. శివాం గిరిత్రతాం కురు మాహిగుంసి పురుషం జగత్. శివేన వచసా త్వా గిరిశాచ్ఛావదామసి. యథా నస్సర్వమిజ్జగద యక్ష్మగుం సుమనా అసత్. అధ్య ఓచదతి వక్తా ప్రథమో దేవ్యోభిషక్. అహేగస్య సర్వాంభగన్ సర్వాస్తు ధాన్య అసౌయస్తామ్రో అరుణ ఉత బభృత్తు మంగళ రుద్రా అభిదో దిక్షు సహస్రశో వైషాగం హేడగీమహే అసౌవ్యో వసర్పతి నీలగ్రీవో విలోహిత ఉదైనం గోపా అదృశన్నదృశన్నుదహార్యః ఉదైనం విశ్వా భూతాని సదృష్టో మృడయాదినః నమో అస్తు నీలగ్రీవాయ సగత్రాక్షాయ మీడుషే అథో ఏ అస్య సత్వానోహం తేభ్యో కరన్ నమః ప్రముంచదన్వనస్త్వముభయోరాత్రియోర్జ యాచ్చ తే హస్తగిషవ పరాదా భగవో వప అవతత్యతనుస్త్వగుం సహస్రాక్షశతేషుధే నిషేద్య శల్యాణాముఖా శివో న సుమనా భవ విజ్యం ధనుకపర్దినో విశల్యో బాణవాగుం హుత అనేషన్నస్యేషవ ఆపురత్యనిశం గధిః యాతే ఘేతిర్మీ దుష్టమహస్తే బభూవతే ధనుః తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజా నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయానాదతాయ దృష్ణవే ఉభాభ్యాముతతే నమో బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే పరితే ధన్వనో హేతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు విశ్వతః అథో యగిషుదిస్తవారే అస్మన్నిదేహితం నమస్తే అస్తు భగవన్ విశ్వేశ్వరాయ మహాదేవాయ త్రయంబకాయ త్రిపురాంతకాయ త్రికాగ్నికాలాయ కాలాగ్నిరుద్రాయ నీలకంఠాయ మృత్యుంజయాయ సర్వేశ్వరాయ సదాశివాయ శ్రీమన్మహాదేవాయ నమః నమో హిరణ్యవాహవే సేనాన్యే దిశాం చ పతయే నమో నమో వృక్షేభ్యో హరికేచేభ్య పశూనాం పతయే నమో నమః సస్పింజరాయ త్రిషీమతే పదేనాం పతయే నమో నమో బభ్లుషాయ దివ్యాధినేనానాం పతయే నమో నమో హరికేశాయోపవేదినే పుష్టానాం పతయే నమో నమో భవస్య హేత్యే జగదాం పతయే నమో నమో రుద్రాయ తథా వినే క్షేత్రాణాం పతయే నమో నమః సూతాయ హంద్యాయ వనానాం పతయే నమో నమో రోహితాయ స్తపతయే వృక్షాణాం పతయే నమో నమో మంద్రిణే వాణిజాయ కక్షాణాం పతయే నమో నమో భువంతయే వారివస్కృతాయౌషధీనాం పతయే నమో నమ ఉచ్చైర్ఘోషాయ క్రందయతే భక్తీనాం పతయే నమో నమ కృత్స్నవేతాయ ధావతే సత్వనాం పతయే నమః నమః సహమానాయ నివ్య ఆవ్యాధిన ఆవ్యాధినీనాం పతయే నమో నమః ककुपाय निषंगिणे स्तेनानां पतये नमो नमो निषंगिण इषुधिमते तस्करानां पतये नमो नमो वञ्चते परिवञ्चते स्थायूनां पतये नमो नमो निचेरवे परिचरायारण्यानां पतये नमो नमस्कृकाविभ्योजिकागुंसद्भ्यो मुष्णतां पतये नमो नमोऽसि मद्भ्यो नक्तं चरभ्य प्रकृन्तानां पतये नमो नम उष्णीषिणे गिरिचराय कुलुञ्चानां पतये नमो नम इषु मद्भ्यो धन्वाविभ्यश्च वो नमो नम आतन्वानेभ्य प्रतिदधानेभ्यश्च वो नमो नम आयच्छद्भ्यो विसृजद्भ्यश्च वो नमो नमोऽस्यद्भ्यो विद्यद्भ्यश्च वो नमो नम आसीनेभ्य शयानेभ्यश्च वो नमो नम स्वपद्भ्यो जागृद्भ्यश्च वो नमो नमस्तिष्ठद्भ्यो धावद्भ्यश्च वो नमो नमः सभाभ्यः सभापतिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो अश्वेभ्यो श्वपतिभ्यश्च वो नमः नमः आव्याधिनेभ्यो विविद्यन्तेभ्यश्च वो नमो नम उगणाभ्यस्तृगुंहतेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो गृत्सेभ्यो गृत्सपतिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो व्रातेभ्यो व्रातपतिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो गणेभ्यो गणपतिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो विरूपेभ्यो विश्वरूपेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो महद्भ्यः क्षुल्लकेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो रथिभ्यो रथेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो रथेभ्यो रथपतिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः सेनाभ्यः सेनानिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः क्षत्रभ्यः सङ्ग्रहेतृभ्यश्च वो नमो नमस्तक्षद्भ्यो रथकारेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः कुलालेभ्यः कर्मारेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः कुञ्जिष्ठेभ्यो निषादेभ्यश्च वो नमो नम इषुकृद्भ्यो धन्वकृद्भ्यश्च वो नमो नमो मृगयुभ्यश्वनिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः श्वभ्यश्वपतिभ्यश्च वो नमः नमो भवाय च रुद्राय च नमः शर्वाय च पशुपतये च नमो नीलग्रीवाय च शितिकण्ठाय च नमः कवर्दिने च युक्तकेशाय च नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च नमो गिरिशाय च शिपिविष्टाय च नमो मीठुष्टमाय चेशुमते च नमो ह्रस्वाय च वामनाय च नमो बृहते च वर्षीयसे च नमो वृद्धाय च संवृध्वने च नमो अग्र्याय च प्रथमाय च नमः आशवे चाजिराय च नमः शीघ्रियाय च शेभ्याय च नमः ऊर्म्याय चावस्वन्याय च नमः श्रोतस्याय च वीप्याय च नमो ज्येष्ठाय च कनिष्ठाय च नमः పూర్వజాయ చ పరజాయ చ నమో మధ్యమాయ చ పగల్పాయ చ నమో జగన్యాయ చ బుద్ధ్రియాయ చ నమః సోభ్యాయ చ ప్రతిసర్యాయ చ నమో యామ్యాయ చ క్షేమ్యాయ చ నమ ఉర్వర్యాయ చ ఘల్యాయ చ నమస్త్లోక్యాయ చ వసాన్యాయ చ నమో వన్యాయ చ కక్ష్యాయ చ నమశ్రవాయ చ ప్రతిస్రవాయ చ నమ ఆచుషేణాయ చాశురథాయ చ నమశూరాయ చావభిందతే చ నమో వర్మిణే చ వరుథినే చ నమో బిల్మినే చ కవచినే చ నమ శ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ నమో దుందుభ్యాయ చ హనన్యాయ చ నమో ధృష్ణవే చ ప్రమృషాయ చ నమో దూతాయ చ ప్రహితాయ చ నమో నిషంకినే చేషుధిమతే చ నమస్తీక్ష్ణే చ వేచాయుధినే చ నమస్వాయుధాయ చ సుధన్వనే చ నమశ్రుత్యాయ చ పత్యాయ చ నమ కాట్యాయ చ నీప్యాయ చ నమ సోద్యాయ చ సరస్యాయ చ నమో నాద్యాయ చ వైశంతాయ చ నమ కోప్యాయ చ వట్యాయ చ నమో వర్ష్యాయ చ వర్ష్యాయ చ నమో మేఘ్యాయ చ విద్యుత్యాయ చ నమ ఈద్ర్యాయ చ తప్ప్యాయ చ నమో వాత్యాయ చ రేష్మ్యాయ చ నమో వాస్తవ్యాయ చ వాస్తుపాయ చ ఓం హర 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 ఓం నమః సోమాయ చ రుద్రాయ చ నమస్తామ్రాయ చ రుణాయ చ నమః శంగాయ చ పశుపతయే చ నమః ఉగ్రాయ చ భీమాయ చ నమో అగ్రే వధాయ చ దూరే వధాయ చ నమో హంత్రే చ హనీయసే చ నమో వృక్షేభ్యో హరికేశేభ్యో నమస్కారాయ నమః శంభవే చ మయో భవే చ నమః శంకరాయ చ మయస్కరాయ చ నమః శివాయ చ శివతరాయ చ నమస్తీర్థ్యాయ చ కూర్యాయ చ నమః పార్థ్యాయ చ వాజ్యాయ చ నమః ప్రతరణాయ చోత్తరణాయ చ నమ ఆతార్యాయ చ ఆద్యాయ చ నమః శష్ప్యాయ చ భేన్యాయ చ నమః సికత్యాయ చ ప్రవాక్యాయ చ నమ హిరణ్యాయ చ ప్రపథ్యాయ చ నమః కిగుంశిలాయ చ క్షయణాయ చ నమః కపర్దినే చ పులస్తయే చ నమో గోష్ఠ్యాయ చ గృహ్యాయ చ నమః తల్ప్యాయ చ గేఖ్యాయ చ నమః కాట్యాయ చ గహ్వరేష్టాయ చ నమో హృదయ్యాయ చ నివేశ్యాయ చ నమః పాగుంసవ్యాయ చ రజస్యాయ చ నమః శుష్క్యాయ చ హరిత్యాయ చ నమో లోప్యాయ చోలప్యాయ చ నమః ఊర్వ్యాయ చ సూర్వ్యాయ చ నమః పర్ణ్యాయ చ పర్ణషద్యాయ చ నమోపగురమాణాయ చ చాభిఘ్నతే చ నమ ఆఖిదతే చ ప్రఖిదతే చ నమో వక్కిరికేభ్యో దేవానాగం హృదయేభ్యో నమో విక్షేణకేభ్యో నమో విచిన్వత్కేభ్యో నమ ఆనిర్హతేభ్యో నమ ఆమీవత్కేభ్యః ద్రా పాపే అంధసస్పదే దరిద్రన్నీలలోహితః ఏషాం పురుషాణామేషాం పశూనాం మాభేర్మారోమో ఏషాం కించనామమద్ యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనో శివా విశ్వాహ భేషజే శివా రుద్రస్య భేషజే తయా నో మృడ జీవసే ఇమాగుం రుద్రాయ తవసే కపర్దినే క్షయద్వీరాయ ప్రభరామహే మతిం యథానశమసద్విపదే చతుష్పదే విశ్వం పుష్టం గ్రామే అస్మిన్ననాదురం మృడానో రుద్రోతనో మయస్కృతి క్షయద్వీరాయ నమసా విధేమదే యచ్చం చయోశ్రమనురాయజే పితా తదశ్యామదవ రుద్ర ప్రణీతో మానో మహాంతముతమానో అర్భగం మాన ఉక్షంతముతమాన ఉక్షితం మానోవతే పితరం మోద మాతర ప్రియామానస్తనువో రుద్రరీరిషః మానస్తోకేతర ఏ మాన ఆయుషి మానో గోషు మానో అశ్వేషు రీరిషః వీరాన్ మానో రుద్రభామితో భజేహ విష్మంతో నమసా విధేమతే ఆరాత్తే గోఘ్న ఉత పూరుషగ్నే క్షయద్వీరాయ సుం నమస్మేతే అసో రక్షాచనో అధి చ దేవ బ్రూయతాచన శర్మ యచ్చద్విపరుహాః సుహిశ్రుతం గద్దరతం యువానం మృగన్న భీమముపహతృముగ్రం మృడా చరిత్రే రుద్రస్తవానో అన్యంతే అస్మన్నివపంతు సేనాః పరిణో రుద్రస్య హే దుర్వృణక్తు పరిద్వేషస్య దుర్మతిరగాయోః అవస్థిరా భగవద్యస్తనుష్మీడ్స్తోగాయతనయాయ మృడయా మీడుష్టమశివతమ శివో నః సుమనాభవ పరమే వృక్ష ఆయుధన్నితాయ కృత్యం వదాన ఆచర వినాగం బిభ్రదాగహే విగిరిత విలోకిత నమస్తే అస్తు భగవః యాస్తే సహస్రగుం హేతయోన్యమస్మన్నివపందుతాః సహస్రాణి సహస్రదా బాహువోస్తవ హేతయః తాసామీశానో భగవపరాచేనాముఖాకృతే సహస్రాణి సహస్రశో యే రుద్రాధిభూమ్యా తేషాగుం సహస్రయో జనే వదన్వాని దన్వసే అస్మిన్ మహత్యర్ణవేంతరిక్షే భవాధే నీలగ్రీవార్షికంఠా శర్వా అదః క్షమాచరాః నీలగ్రీవార్షికంఠాదివగుం రుద్రా ఉపశ్రితాః ఏ వృక్షేషు సస్పింజరా నీలగ్రీవా విలోహితాః ఏ భూతానామధిపతయో విశికాసక్కపర్దినః ఏ అన్నేషు విభిద్యంతి పాత్రేషు విపదో జనాన్ ఏ పథాం పతిరక్షయ ఐలభృగాయ వ్యుదః ఏ తీర్థాని ప్రజలంతి శృగావందో నిషంగిణః యగేతావంతశ్చ భూయాగుంతశ్చ దిశో రుద్రావితస్థిరే తేషాగుం సహస్రయోజనే వదన్వాని దన్మసే నమో రుద్రేభ్యోగే పృథివ్యాం కేంతరిక్షే దివి ఏషావన్నం వాతో వరుషమిషవస్త్రేభ్యో దశ ప్రాజేర్దశ దక్షిణాదశ ప్రతేజేర్దశో దేజేర్దశోధ్వాస్తేభ్యో నమస్తే నో మృడయంతో తేయం ధృష్మో యశ్చ నో ద్వేష్ఠిరం భోజం వేదధామి త్రయంబకం యజామహే సుగంధిం పుష్టివర్ధనం ఉర్వారుగమివ బంధనాన్ మృత్యోర్ముక్షేయమామృతాత్ యో రుద్రో అగ్నౌ యో అప్సుయ ఓషధీషు యో రుద్రో విశ్వ భువనాధిపేశ తస్మై రుద్రాయ నమో అసు ఏతే సహస్రమయుతం పాశా మృత్యో మర్త్యాయ హంతవే యజ్ఞస్య మాయయా సర్వానవయజామహే మృత్యవే స్వాహా మృత్యవే స్వాహా ప్రాణానాం గ్రంథిరసి రుద్రో మా విశాంతకః తేనాప్యాయస్వ నమో రుద్రాయ విష్ణవే మృత్యుర్మే పాహి తముష్టు హి యస్సుషు సుధన్వాయో విశ్వస్య క్షయతి భేషజస్య యక్ష్వా మహేశో మనసాయ రుద్రం నమో భిర్దేవమసురందువస్య అయం మే హస్తో భగవానయం మే భగవత్తరః అయం మే విశ్వభేషజో యగుం శివాభిమరుషణః ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః చంచ మే మయశ్చ మే ప్రియం చ మేను కామశ్చ మే కామశ్చ మే సౌమనసశ్చ మే భద్రం చ మే శ్రేయశ్చ మే వశ్యశ్చ మే యశశ్చ మే భగశ్చ మే ద్రవిణం చ మే యంతా చ మే భక్తా చ మే క్షేమశ్చ మే ధృతిశ్చ మే విశ్వం చ మే మహశ్చ మే సంవిచ్చ మే జాత్రం చ మే సోశ్చ మే ప్రసోశ్చ మే శీరం చ మే లయశ్చ మృతం చ మే మృతం చ మే యక్ష్మం చ మే నామయచ్చ మే జీవాతుశ్చ మే దీర్ఘాయుత్వం చ మే నమిత్రం చ మే భయం చ మే సుఖం చ మే శయనం చ మే సోషా చ మే సుధీరం చ మే ఓం శాంతి 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 హిరణ్యవర్ణాశుజయ పావకాయాసుజాత కశ్యపోయాసుంద్రః అగ్నియా గర్భం దదిరే విరూపాస్తాన ఆపశ్యగ్యస్యో నాభవంతో సాగుం రాజా వరుణో యాతి మధ్యే సత్యానృతే అవపశ్యం జనానాం మదశ్చుచశ్చుచ యో యా పావకాస్తా నాపశ్యగ్యస్యో నాభవంతు యాసాం దేవాది వికృణ్వంతి భక్షయ్యా అంతరిక్షే బహుదా భవంతి యా పృథివీం పయసోందంది శుక్రాస్తానావశ్చగ్యుచ్యో నాభవంతు శివేన మాచక్షుషా పశ్యతావత్ శివయా తనువో మృతతం త్వచం మే సర్వాగుం అగ్నిగుం రప్సుషదో వే వోమహివర్చు బలమో జోని దత్త పవమానస్సు వర్జనః పవిత్రేణ విదర్శనిః యః పోతా సబునాతు మా పునంతు మా దేవ జనాః పునంతు మనవో ధియాః పునంతు విశ్వ ఆయవః జాత వేద పవిత్రవత్ పవిత్రేణ పునాహి మా శుక్రేణ దేవదేద్యత్ అగ్నే క్రత్వా క్రతోగుం రణో యత్తే పవిత్రమర్చిషే అగ్నే విదతమంతర బ్రహ్మ తేన పునీమహే ఉమావ్యా దేవ సవితః పవిత్రేణ సవేన చ ఇదం బ్రహ్మ పునీమహే వైశ్వదేవీ పునది దేవ్యాగాద్ యస్యేవవేత్తనువో వేతపృష్టా సయామదంత సదమాద్యేషు వయంగస్యామవతయోరగేణాం వైశ్వానరో రశ్మిభిర్మా పునాదు వాత ప్రాణేనే శిరోమయో భూ ద్యావా పృథివీ పయసాపయోభిః ఋతావరీ యజ్ఞే మా పునీతాం బృహద్భిః సవితస్తృభిః వర్షిష్టై దేవమన్వభిః అగ్నే దక్ష్యై పునాహి మా ఏన దేవా అపునదా ఏనాపో దివ్యంగశః తేన దివ్యేన బ్రహ్మణా ఇదం బ్రహ్మ పునీమహే యః పావమానే రధ్యేతి ఋషిభిః సంమృతగుం రసం సర్వగుం సపూతమశ్నాతి స్వదిదం మాతరైష్వనా పావమానేర్యో అధ్యేతి ఋషిభిః సంమృతగుం రసం తస్మై సరస్వతీ దుహే క్షీరగుం సర్పిర్మధూరగం పావమానే స్వస్త్యయనీ సుదుగాహి పయస్వతీ ఋషిభిః సంమృతో రసః బ్రాహ్మణే స్వమృతగుం హితం పావమానే నిశంతు నః ఇమం లోకమధో అముం కామాన్ సమర్థయంతు నః దేవేర్దేవై సమావృతా పావమానే స్వస్త్యయనీ సుదుగాహి పరస్వతీ ఓం స్వస్తి ప్రజావ్య పరిపాలయంతా న్యాయేన మార్గేణ మహీమహేషా గోబ్రాహ్మణేభ్య శుభమస్తు నిత్యం సమస్తలోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్తలోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్తలోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు
Sairam, dear listeners, you are now listening to the live proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanthi Nilayam, Sairam. Radio Sai Shrotalandariki, Sairam. Meeru Prastutam, Prashanthi Nilayam, Sai Kulwant Sabha Mandapam Nundi, Pratyaksha Prasaralani Vintunnaru.
Shri Sai Ram, with humility, love and devotion, I offer myself before my most beloved Swami. Swami, prayerfully we seek Thy divine permission and Thy divine grace for today's function and the functions to follow. Revered elders, sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to all of you. In advance, Onam greetings to one and all. Day before yesterday, we heard beautiful stories of love and transformation. Those stories of love and transformation was between beloved Bhagavan and his students. Today, Bhagavan has blessed us to hear more wonderful stories of love and transformation, and that is between our most beloved Swami and the beneficiaries of two hospitals at Puttaparthi and Whitefield. In these stories also, we can see that two things are common: love on one side and transformation on the other. Regarding love, when in Kerala we had the congregation of operated patients and family members once in 3 months in all the districts in Kerala, where all the operated patients and the family members do come, we were thrilled to hear these stories of love and transformation. To give you some of the examples, one day Mr. Thomas told us how his small daughter of age of 8 or 9 was taken to the operation theater, and when he saw the sister who was taking the child to the operation theater, Mr. Thomas was telling us it was as if the mother was taking her child to the operation. So much love, so much compassion, so much care. Another story of love we heard recently, when Bhagavan left his divine physical body, one brother from Malappuram district called us over the phone and told us, "Sir, when my father expired, we didn't cry like this." There is another story of love these people are having towards Swami. When Bhagavan's divine body was in the hospital, some of the Muslim brothers and sisters took little money from their pocket, went to the nearby mosque and conducted special prayers. So much is the love these brothers and sisters are having to our beloved Lord. And what about the stories of transformation? One of the operated patients is Mr. Sirajuddin. Mr. Sirajuddin was a butcher by profession, but when the operation was over, he put an end to his profession, cultivated vegetables, and now he is a seller of vegetables in his area. Not only that, he became almost a pure vegetarian. By hearing all these, we can see, and we have to remember that many of these brothers didn't get the opportunity to have physical darshan of Swami. When we hear all these stories, we understand that doctors removed the blocks in their heart, but Bhagavan removed blocks by which, you know, they were not having a position to see God. And today evening, Swami has blessed two speakers, one sister and one brother, to talk to us and share their beautiful love stories with us. The first speaker is Srimati Sinath Asharaf from Malappuram district, to be followed by Mr. Chandran from Calicut district. And they can speak only in Malayalam, but this way the gist of the speeches will be immediately given to you in English. Srinathi is sitting on the other side with her 3-year-old child. The boy was operated when he was 2, when the age was 1 year, the last year he was operated. Suppose somebody is asking this little boy, who is Sai Baba? He will say, Sai Baba is my God who has given life to me. And on 24th April, when this little boy saw Swami on the TV screen and realized what is happening, this boy immediately called our district in charge and told her, Auntie, Swami is on the TV, and he began to cry. Mr. Chandran, who is also the second speaker, he was an atheist, perfect atheist. Now, Swami alone is him in his life. After their speeches, Dr. Ananda Mohan, our state in charge of all medical activities, will give the gist of these two speeches in English, as well as he will be telling us Satya Sai rehabilitation program, which the organization has taken up as a follow-up treatment program for all these brothers and sisters. I'm very happy, with the grace of Bhagavan, I'm very happy to inform you that Kerala organization has covered 95% of patients so far operated at Puttaparthi and Whitefield. Now, this activity of the organization is conducted by two wings of our organization, Sai Med, which is the wing of the medical wing, doctors and paramedicals, and secondly, Sai Neeti, which is the lawyers forum of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Kerala. Now I request Sister Srinath Ashraf to talk to us. Jai Sai Ram.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم خير المغضوب عليهم ഞാൻ കേരളത്തിൽ നിന്ന് മലപ്പുറം ജില്ല എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ സ്ഥലത്ത് കൊണ്ടോട്ടി എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ സ്ഥലത്തു നിന്നാണ് ഞാൻ വരുന്നത്. ഞാന് ഇപ്പൊ ഇവിടെ സംസാരിക്കുന്ന എന്റെ മോന് ഒരു ഓപ്പറേഷൻ ഇവിടുന്ന് കഴിഞ്ഞു. ഞങ്ങൾ അവിടെ ഡോക്ടറെ കാണിച്ചപ്പോ ഡോക്ടർ പറഞ്ഞ് ഇങ്ങനെ ഒരു വൈഫീൽഡ് എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞൊരു സ്ഥലമുണ്ട്, അവിടെ നിങ്ങൾ കൊണ്ടുപോയിട്ട് മോനെ കാണിക്കണം. ഈ സത്യസായി ബാബ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ ആള് ഞങ്ങൾ ഡോക്ടർ വഴിയാണ് ഞങ്ങൾ അറിയാൻ കഴിഞ്ഞത്. അങ്ങനെ ഞങ്ങൾ ഇവിടെ വൈഫീൽഡിൽ വന്ന് സമയത്ത് ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് ഞങ്ങൾക്കറിയില്ലേ ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് ഇവിടെ എന്തൊക്കെ വേണമെന്നൊന്നും ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് അറിയില്ലേന്. അങ്ങനെ ഞങ്ങള് ഇവിടെ വന്ന സമയത്ത് ഞങ്ങള് ഐഡന്റിറ്റി കാർഡ് കൊണ്ടുവന്നിട്ടില്ലേനു. അങ്ങനെ ഐഡന്റിറ്റി കാർഡ് എടുക്കാൻ ഞങ്ങൾ വന്നപ്പോ അത് ഞങ്ങളെ അതിന്റെ ഉള്ളിൽ കയറ്റി വിട്ടിയില്ല. ഞങ്ങൾ ഗേറ്റിന്റെ പുറത്ത് 2-3 8.5 മണി സമയത്ത് വന്ന് 3 മണി വരെ ഞങ്ങൾ അവിടെ നിന്ന് കുറെ ഞങ്ങൾ അവിടെയുള്ള സെക്യൂരിറ്റിനോട് പറഞ്ഞ് ഞങ്ങളെ ഉള്ളിലേക്ക് കയറ്റി വിടുക. അപ്പൊ പറഞ്ഞ് ഐഡന്റിറ്റി കാർഡ് ഇല്ലാതെ ഞങ്ങളെ കയറ്റി വിടൂലാന്ന്. അങ്ങനെ ഞങ്ങള് കുറെ സമയം അവിടെ നിന്ന് ഞങ്ങള് വീട്ടിൽ നിന്ന് ഫാക്സ് അയക്കാൻ വേണ്ടിയിട്ട് പറഞ്ഞ് ഫാക്സ് അയക്കാൻ പറഞ്ഞ സമയത്ത് ഫാക്സ് ആയിട്ട് ഞങ്ങൾ ഇവിടെ വന്നിട്ട് ഇവിടെ കാണിച്ചു കൊടുത്തെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ് ഇത് സ്വീകരിക്കില്ല, ഒറിജിനൽ വേണമെന്ന്. ഒറിജിനൽ വേണമെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് ഞങ്ങൾ എന്താ ചെയ്യേണ്ടതെന്ന് അറിയാതെ 1.5 വയസ്സായി കുട്ടിയും കൊണ്ട് ഞങ്ങൾ വെയിൽ കൊണ്ട് 3 മണിവരെ ഞങ്ങൾ അവിടെ നിന്ന് ഗേറ്റിന് മുന്നിൽ. ആ സമയത്ത് ഒരു മാഡം ഹോസ്പിറ്റലിന്റെ ഉള്ളിൽ നിന്ന് ഇങ്ങോട്ട് പുറത്തേക്ക് വന്ന്, പുറത്തേക്ക് വന്നിട്ട് ഞങ്ങൾ നിൽക്കണ കണ്ടിട്ട് എന്താ അവിടെ നിൽക്കണെന്ന് ഞങ്ങളോട് ചോദിച്ചപ്പോ ഞങ്ങൾ പറഞ്ഞ് ഞങ്ങളിങ്ങനെ ഡോക്ടറെ കാണിക്കാൻ വേണ്ടിയിട്ട് വന്നതാണ് എന്ന്. അപ്പോ അവര് പറഞ്ഞ് ആരാണ് രോഗിയെന്ന് ചോദിച്ച്, രോഗിയെന്ന് ചോദിച്ചപ്പോ ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞ് ഇതാ ഈ കുട്ടിയാണ് ഇത്. അങ്ങനെ അവരിന്റെ കയ്യിൽ നിന്ന് കുട്ടീനെ അങ്ങോട്ട് വാങ്ങിയെടുത്ത്, എടുത്തിട്ട് പിന്നെ അവനെ കുറെ മുത്തം വെച്ചിട്ട് അവനോട് പറഞ്ഞ് പിന്നെ നിങ്ങൾ അവിടെ നിൽക്കി, എന്നിട്ട് ഞാന് അവരോട് സംസാരിക്കട്ടെ, ഇവിടുത്തെ നമ്പറിൽ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ഫാക്സ് അയക്കാൻ പറ്റുമെന്ന് ചോദിച്ച്. ആ മാഡം ഞങ്ങൾ ഇവിടുത്തെ നമ്പറിൽ അയക്കാന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ്. പിന്നെ മാഡം പറഞ്ഞ് ഞങ്ങൾ ഇത്രയും സമയത്ത് വന്നതാണെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞപ്പോ മാഡം പറഞ്ഞ് അത് വേണ്ട, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ നാളെ 10 മണിയാകുമ്പോത്ത് ഞാൻ ഈ സ്ഥലത്ത് വരും, അപ്പൊ എന്റെ ക്യാബിനിക്ക് ഇവിടെ കടത്തിവിടാന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ്. ആ സമയത്ത് ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് ഞാൻ സങ്കടം കൊണ്ട് അവിടുന്ന് കരഞ്ഞിട്ട് പിന്നെ എനിക്ക് സങ്കടം സഹിക്കാൻ വയ്യ. അപ്പൊ ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് പിന്നെ അവിടുന്ന് അനുഭവപ്പെട്ടത് സത്യസായിബാബ ഞങ്ങളെ മുന്നിൽ പ്രത്യക്ഷപ്പെട്ടെന്നാണ്. അത്രയും ഞങ്ങൾ അവിടെ നിന്നിട്ട് ഞങ്ങൾ വിഷം വെയിലും കൊണ്ടിട്ടാണ് ഞങ്ങൾ അവിടെ നിന്നത്. അങ്ങനെ ഞങ്ങൾക്കൊരു അനുഭവം അവിടെ ഉണ്ടായിട്ടുണ്ട്. ഇപ്പൊ ഞങ്ങളെ കൂടെ എല്ലാ കാര്യത്തിനും ഞങ്ങളെ കൂടെ ഭഗവാൻ ഞങ്ങളെ കൂടെ ഉണ്ട്. അങ്ങനെ ഞങ്ങള് നാട്ടിലൊരു ഹോസ്പിറ്റലിൽ ഞങ്ങള് പിന്നെ പോയി. ഞങ്ങൾ നാട്ടിലെ ഹോസ്പിറ്റലിൽ പോയപ്പോ അവിടുന്ന് ഞങ്ങള് പിന്നെ ഒരു അഡ്രസ് എഴുതിയിട്ട് എക്കോ എടുക്കാൻ വേണ്ടിയിട്ട് പോയതാണ്. അപ്പൊ അവിടെ ഒരു അഡ്രസ് എഴുതിയപ്പോ ആ അഡ്രസ്സിൽ ഒരു അക്ഷരത്തിന് പേവ് വന്നപ്പോ അവിടുന്ന് ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് ചീത്ത കേട്ട്. അവിടുന്ന് ആ ചീത്ത കേട്ടിട്ട് ഞങ്ങൾ ഇവിടെ വന്നപ്പോഴാണ് ഞങ്ങൾ ഇത്രയും നല്ല ഒരു ഹോസ്പിറ്റല് ഈ വൈഫീൽഡിൽ ഉണ്ടെന്നുള്ള ഞങ്ങളെ മനസ്സിലായി. ലോകത്ത് എവിടെ ഇത്രയും നല്ലൊരു ഹോസ്പിറ്റല് നമുക്ക് കാണാൻ കഴിയൂല. അത്രയും നല്ല ഹോസ്പിറ്റലായിട്ടാണ് ഞങ്ങൾ കാണുന്നത്. എന്റെ മോനിപ്പം 3 വയസ്സാവണേ. അവന് പിന്നെ ഏത് സമയത്തും സത്യസായിബാബ എന്നുള്ള ആ ഒരു നാമം ഏത് സമയത്തും അവന്റെ മനസ്സില്. അവന് പറഞ്ഞ പിന്നെ എന്റെ സത്യസായിബാബ എന്നല്ല പറയും, നമ്മളെ സത്യസായിബാബ എന്നാണ് ഞാൻ പറയൽ അവന്. അത്രയും നല്ല ഇതാണ് അവനക്ക്. ഞങ്ങളെ വീടിന്റെ അടുത്തുള്ള ഒരു ഞങ്ങളെ വീടിന്റെ അടുത്തുള്ള ഒരാള് ചോദിച്ച് എങ്ങോട്ടോ ഇങ്ങള് പോകണേന്ന്. അപ്പോ അവനെന്താ പറഞ്ഞത്, ഞങ്ങൾ സത്യസായിബാബനെ കാണാൻ പോവാണെന്നാ പറഞ്ഞേ. അപ്പോ പിന്നെ സത്യസായിബാബ നിന്റെ ആരാന്ന് വെച്ചപ്പോ പറഞ്ഞേ എന്റെ ജീവൻ രക്ഷിച്ച ആളാണെന്ന്. അങ്ങനെ ഒക്കെ ഒരുപാട് ഇത് അവനക്ക് തന്നെ. അവനിപ്പോ 3 വയസ്സായിട്ടുള്ളൂ. ആ 3 വയസ്സിന്റെ ഇടയിൽ ഞങ്ങളുടെ ഒരു ഈ ഭഗവാൻ ഞങ്ങളൊരു വീട്ടിലൊരു അംഗത്തെ പോലെയാണ് ഞങ്ങൾ കാണുന്നത്. അങ്ങനെ പിന്നെ ഇപ്പോ ഞങ്ങൾ ഈ പിന്നെ സത്യസായി ഇതിന്റെ പേരിൽ ഞങ്ങൾ സംഘടന്റെ പേരിൽ ഞങ്ങൾ പിന്നെ ഒരുപാട് ഒരു 7 or 8 ആൾക്കാരെ ഞങ്ങളിപ്പോ പിന്നെ ഞങ്ങളെ മാതിരി പിന്നെ പാവപ്പെട്ട ആൾക്കാരാണ്. അവരെ ഞങ്ങള് ഈ പിന്നെ ഹോസ്പിറ്റലിൽ കൊണ്ടുവന്ന് എന്റെ ഭർത്താവ് കാണിച്ച് ഓപ്പറേഷൻ ചെയ്ത ആൾക്കാരുണ്ട്. പിന്നെ കാണിച്ച് എല്ലാവർക്കും ഞങ്ങൾ എന്ത് സഹായം വേണമെങ്കിലും ഞങ്ങൾ ചെയ്തു കൊടുക്കാം. ഭഗവാന് ഞങ്ങളെ കൂടെ ഉള്ളതുകൊണ്ട് ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് ഇത്രയും ഒരു ഈ 2.5 വർഷമായി ഇപ്പൊ ഞങ്ങൾ ഈ വർഷത്തിന്റെ അടുക്ക് ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് ഒരു ബുദ്ധിമുട്ടും ഞങ്ങളെ വീട്ടിലുണ്ടായിട്ടില്ല. ഞങ്ങൾ എല്ലാ ദിവസവും ഞങ്ങൾ ഏത് സമയത്തും ഞങ്ങൾ ഭഗവാനെ വിളിച്ചിട്ട് ഞങ്ങൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നുണ്ട്. എല്ലാവർക്കും പിന്നെ ഭഗവാന്റെ പ്രാർത്ഥന ഉണ്ടാവട്ടെ എന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചുകൊണ്ട് ഞാന് എന്റെ വാക്കുകൾ നിർത്തുന്നു. സൈറാം.
എല്ലാവർക്കും സൈറ. ഞാൻ കോഴിക്കോട് ജില്ലയിലെ കേരളത്തിൽ നിന്നും കോഴിക്കോട് നിന്ന് വരികയാണ്. ഞാന് ശരിക്കും ഇവിടെ വന്ന് നിൽക്കുന്നത് സ്വാമി തന്ന ജീവിതമാണ്. കാരണം വളരെയധികം വിശ്വാസമില്ലാത്ത ഒരാളായിരുന്നു ഞാൻ. അപ്പോൾ പരമരത്തുനിന്ന് സത്യസായി സേവാസമിതിയിൽ വർക്ക് ചെയ്യുന്ന പത്മമാഷ് എന്നെ വളരെയധികം ദിവസം വിളിക്കുമായിരുന്നു. അങ്ങനെയാണ് ഞാൻ ഇവിടെ ഹോസ്പിറ്റലിൽ വൈറ്റ്ഫീൽഡിൽ വരുന്നത്. അവിടെ വന്നപ്പോൾ സാധാരണ വളരെയധികം ഡേറ്റ് നീണ്ടുപോകുന്ന എല്ലാവരും പറയുന്നത്, പക്ഷേ എനിക്ക് ഇവിടെ വന്നപ്പോൾ ഒരാഴ്ച കൊണ്ട് എനിക്ക് ആന്റിപ്ലാസ്റ്റ് ചെയ്തു. ശരിക്കും സ്വാമി തന്നെ എന്നെ വിളിച്ചു വരുത്തുന്നു എനിക്ക് തോന്നുന്നു. എന്നെ വിളിച്ചു വരുത്തിയിട്ട് എന്റെ ഓപ്പറേഷൻ ചെയ്തു, എന്റെ ജീവൻ രക്ഷപ്പെടുത്തിയിരിക്കുകയായിരിക്കും. ആ സ്വാമിയോടെ എനിക്കെന്നും എന്റെ കടപ്പാട് എനിക്ക് മറക്കാൻ പറ്റില്ല. അതുപോലെ ഈ ഹോസ്പിറ്റൽ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ, ഈ ഹോസ്പിറ്റലിലെ ശരിക്കും നമ്മുടെ മറ്റുള്ള ലോകത്തെവിടെയും കിട്ടാത്ത ഒരു ലോക നിലവാരത്തിലുള്ള ഒരു ട്രീറ്റ്മെന്റാണ് നമുക്ക് ബാംഗ്ലൂർ വൈറ്റ്ഫീൽഡ് എല്ലാവർക്കും ജാതി മത വ്യത്യാസമില്ലാതെ എല്ലാവർക്കും കൊടുക്കുന്നത്. അതുപോലെ നമുക്ക് തിരിച്ച് ഓപ്പറേഷൻ കഴിഞ്ഞ് തിരിച്ചു പോകാൻ നേരത്ത് നമ്മളുടെ ട്രെയിൻ ടിക്കറ്റ് വരെ തരുന്ന ഒരു ഹോസ്പിറ്റൽ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ ലോകത്ത് സ്വാമിയുടെ ഹോസ്പിറ്റൽ മാത്രമേ ഉണ്ടാവുകയുള്ളൂ എന്നാണ്. അതുപോലെ നമ്മളുടെ ആരോഗ്യം ശരിക്കും സ്വാമി ദത്തെടുത്തിരിക്കുകയാണ്. നമ്മളുടെ എന്ത് പ്രശ്നമുണ്ട്, നമുക്ക് ആറുമാസം ശരിക്കും നമ്മളുടെ നമ്മുടെ ചെക്കപ്പിന് വേണ്ടിയിട്ട് ആറുമാസം നമ്മുടെ ഡോക്ടറെ നമ്മുടെ സമിതിയിലുള്ള ആളുകൾ നമ്മളെ വിളിച്ചു വരുത്തുകയും നമുക്ക് ഡോക്ടറെ കാണിക്കാനുള്ള ഏർപ്പാട് ചെയ്യുകയും ചെയ്യുന്നത് സത്യസായി സേവാ സമിതി മാത്രമേ ഉള്ളൂ. നമ്മുടെ ലോകത്ത് എവിടെ നോക്കിയാൽ അത് മാത്രമേ ഉള്ളൂ. അതുപോലെ നമുക്ക് ഒരു കൊല്ലം കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ വീണ്ടും നമ്മളുടെ ആരോഗ്യസ്ഥിതിയെ കുറിച്ചിട്ട് നമ്മൾ ബാംഗ്ലൂർ വൈറ്റ്ഫീൽഡ് ഹോസ്പിറ്റലിൽ വീണ്ടും വരികയും നമ്മളെ എക്കോ എടുക്കുകയും നമ്മളുടെ ഹൃദയം നല്ല രീതിയിൽ തന്നെയാണ് പ്രവർത്തിക്കുന്നതെന്ന് ഉറപ്പാക്കുന്നത് സ്വാമിയുടെ ആശുപത്രി മാത്രമേ ഉള്ളൂ. ശരിക്കും നമ്മളുടെ ജീവിതം ഉണ്ടോ ഉറപ്പാക്കിയിട്ട് നമ്മളെ തിരിച്ച് വീണ്ടും എന്തെങ്കിലും ആവശ്യമുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ വീണ്ടും വരണമെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു ആശ്വസിപ്പിച്ചുകൊണ്ടാണ് നമ്മളെ വീണ്ടും നാട്ടിലേക്ക് നമ്മളെ പറഞ്ഞയക്കുന്നത്. അതുതന്നെ സത്യസായി സേവാ സമിതി കേരളത്തില് ഉള്ള നമ്മളുടെ സേവതാള അംഗങ്ങൾ നമ്മളെ എപ്പോഴും വിളിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുകയും ഹൃദയസംഗമം നടത്തുകയാണെങ്കിലും അതിൽ വീണ്ടും നമ്മളുടെ മെഡിക്കൽ ചെക്കപ്പ് നടത്തുകയും അതിൽ നമുക്ക് മരുന്നുകൾ മാറ്റം വരുത്തണമെങ്കിൽ മാറ്റം വരുത്തി നമ്മളുടെ ആരോഗ്യസ്ഥിതി എപ്പോഴും ശ്രദ്ധിക്കുന്നത് നമ്മളുടെ സത്യസായി സ്വാമിയുടെ സ്നേഹം കൊണ്ട് തന്നെ മാത്രമാണ് എന്നാണ് എനിക്ക് വിശ്വാസമുള്ളത്. ഇത്രയും പറഞ്ഞുകൊണ്ട് സൈറാം.
Most benevolent and the most merciful Swami, my humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Swami, on behalf of the Sri Sathya Sai Rehabilitation Program of Kerala, I wish to express our gratitude to you for allowing us to assemble here under the noble architecture of these divine columns for a second time. You have just now heard two of Swami's children speaking to you out of their emotions. Every month we hear hundreds and hundreds of such expressions. Sister Zeenath told her story. Her husband is a porter in a bus stand and they live in utter poverty. Her elder son is mute, probably autism. And when the second son was born, he was diagnosed as a case of congenital heart disease. And they went from pillar to post. And finally, they landed here in Swami's temple of healing. Now, when they came to the hospital, they were not allowed inside because they didn't have an identity card. Then suddenly, some lady came out of the hospital, took the child, kissed him, and saw to it that that they get entrance into the hospital. And now she strongly believes that it was Swami himself who came as a lady and took care of the child. Now, she says that there is no other hospital in the world where so much of love flows. And the child who is now 3 years always talks about Swami only. And whomsoever he meets, he is only 3 years, he is here sleeping. Whomsoever he meets, he goes on saying, Satya Sai Baba gave me my life. And he never says, my Satya Sai Baba. He always says, our Satya Sai Baba. And he always says, and he cried when he saw Swami's Samadhi Day telecast in the television sets. Now, the other speaker, she said that Swami is a member of our family. In all our joys and in all our sorrows, he is with us. And we firmly believe that he is guiding us and he is our Lord. She started her talk by invoking Allah, the most benevolent and the most merciful. The second speaker, Mr. Chandran, was an atheist and who used to always talk to others that Satya Sai Baba is a magician and magician Gopinath Mudukkad can do whatever Satya Sai Baba says. But somebody called him repeatedly and brought him to the hospital, some member of the Satya Sai organization, and he feels that it was Swami himself who called him. He says, he also says that there is no other hospital in the world where not only the surgery is done free, but people come to your homes to follow up. The hospital calls you back, treats you, and makes sure that you are all right. And he says that my life has been adopted by Swami. Like millions and millions of people all over whose lives Swami adopts through his super speciality hospital. And he says that this rehabilitation program of Satya Sai organization, he feels that there is no such thing anywhere in the world. Revered elders, brothers and sisters, in 5 minutes, I would like to tell you that we have Satya Sai holistic rehabilitation program. The working pattern is that we have a state coordinator, a joint coordinator, and 15 district coordinators. And each coordinator has got active workers. And the moment they reach home after the surgery, they are contacted. And every 3 months, a cardiologist does the checkup for these people. And after 9 months, when they are made sure that they are okay, after that, every 6 months, in every district, we have what is called Hridaya Sangamam, where all the families, the patients and the families have a get-together where they share their feelings, they are examined. And throughout the year, we make sure that they are keeping well. If there is any problem, we contact the concerned hospitals. In this context, I'll be failing in my duty if I say that this program we could do this much, at least 95% coverage, only because of the guidance and the instructions given by the counseling department of these two hospitals. They are the inspiration behind us, they guide us, and I bow down with reverence to all the people who do this work of counseling and give us guidance, monitor us. I can only express my gratitude by quoting Saint Tyagaraja, Entaro Mahanubhavulu, Andariki Vandanamu. So, we could achieve. We have regular training programs for Sai Rehabilitation Program workers. We do house visits every month. We see that they do their tests properly. And today we are happy to know that we have the lowest, almost nil complication rate for valve replacement patients in Kerala because they are being followed up regularly. We have covered 95%. I know very well that in Sai Darbar, nothing short of 100% is acceptable. We are trying our best. We pray Swami for His grace to achieve this target of 100%. We pray Swami, take our hands so that we can work for you. We can work for these children of yours incessantly to keep them healthy, happy. Swami, take our whole being so that we can work for these children of yours selfless, desireless, egoless. Swami, bless us, grace us. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. Sadhu Jatakiraya Good night. समस्त लोका സുഖിനോ ഭവന്തു സമസ്ത ലോകാ സുഖിനോ ഭവന്തു സമസ്ത ലോകാ സുഖിനോ ഭവന്തു ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തി
ജയ ബോലോ ഭഗവാൻ ശ്രീ സത്യസായി ബാബാജി കി
ജയ